Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's experience with the Dr. Louisa Show. Thank you very much for tuning in, and please, I have something available that you may write down information that we're going to share with you. We're going to share with you, first of all, a phone number, how to get in contact with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And there are three ways to contact them, by phone, by text, and by live chat. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also, I want to say, as far as I know, the host for this show, for to be able to air Blog Talk Radio, hasn't told me that I have some problems with logging on recently. But just bear with me. We're going to be going to Facebook. We're going to be going to Facebook. YouTube, probably Snapchat. And then a podcast. I am very sorry for what's going on. My appointment at the hospital today was longer than I expected. And I was there 2 hours over time, so I wasn't able to get my laptop information. Anyway, the number to the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And you may chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Then you may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. Now, the information that we're going to share with you today is all about you reconnecting yourself to yourself. And we're going to try and also just briefly touch on the fact that trauma lives on even after the abuse ends. And I think I've mentioned information about that previously on broadcasting. And also, to let you know that you really, really, really have to pay attention to yourself and to be able to overcome being traumatized. Because talking positively to yourself is going to help, but then you're going to have to continue to do that because as our mind works, you're still going to be able to hear or experience some of what happened. But to talk to yourself positively will definitely minimize the effect. Also, what I wanted to share with you today is that it is very, very, very important to regain your self-concept of yourself. It's very important for you to regain the ability to be able to think positively about yourself and to realize that you have ambition, and that you have self-respect, you have the ability to go on and do positive things. So, I want to put out some red flags in reference to being abused. And I don't think it's so much the name-calling, you know, that can probably be the first thing. But I'm trying to think mental manipulation. And what I mean by that is, let's say that you found evidence yourself of something that was wrong. And then the person gives you an answer as of to just why it just possibly cannot be true. But yet you know within your own self that it is true. Now, what all of what I'm saying depends on, how long have you been in that relationship? How long have you been in that relationship where you feel that what the person is giving as a reply might be true, and that you may need to, wait to see if something happens again? Or if you're the type of person that likes to ask questions, then you can go ahead and question it. But definitely
that is something that
I think I probably noticed right off the bat, but because I wasn't married that long, I didn't say anything. It was like 1 or 2 months. The next thing is, if you meet someone, and all of a sudden, I mean, they're the best thing that's ever walked on this earth. They try to do things rapidly and quickly. And within a few months, they want to become engaged or get married or move, et cetera. But the thing of it is, you don't really know that person that well, especially if you just met. Another thing is, that's the red flag, is when you're in a relationship and the person wants to keep you away from family and friends. And also the person wants to act like, you are my everything. You are just everything. And all of this, all of what I'm mentioning, are ways for the abuser to gain control of you. It may sound strange, but that's what it is. Because maybe you're looking for a new relationship, maybe you just got married, or maybe you just fell in love with a person that you don't really see this or can understand what's going on. But these are subtle things that the abuser is able to do. Now, I'm going to jump just a little bit, so let me give you the phone number again. You may reach the Domestic Violence Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have trained advocates online that are just waiting to talk to someone about being abused or just to listen to what you have to say.
So
that number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233.
Yeah. Available by any means I'm going to give you today, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You may chat online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may chat at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Then you may also text the word thoughts to 88788. That's
88788.
Now, I want to show something quickly before I forget. Once you find yourself, I don't know who the audience is that's listening, coming out of an abuse, overcoming abuse, you have to recognize the effects of trauma. You have to recognize what you've gone through and what it has done to you. That is very important. And then, again, also, what you have to do, understand the importance of healing. Healing is very important because you have to heal yourself from all that you have just experienced of a trauma that you have gone through. So you definitely have to do that. And then also,
and we've talked about this several times, you have to embrace positive affirmations.
You have to say positive things to yourself. If you hear words coming up in your mind that the abuser used to say to you or says to you, you have to make it positive.
You have to say things like, I am worthy.
I love myself. I am courageous. I am handsome. I am beautiful.
Exercising helps because it can help you release the grief, the rage, and hurt that stem from the aftermath of trauma.
Okay? So it's dancing, running, yoga, kick racing, or whatever. And then you might want to start participating in art or writing or drawing.
Doing something
as a part of art therapy just to get your focus on something else. And then as a last resort, don't be afraid to seek help.
Really,
to call someone that you can trust, or call the advocate for domestic violence hotline. The numbers are by text or by chat that I've given to you, so that you may be able to contact someone and talk to them. Now, getting back to you, it is very important for you to take care of yourself. Even though I've geared the better part of what I've been doing the past few months towards abuse trauma, there's also physical trauma and emotional trauma, and there's also life-threatening trauma. So these are all abusive situations. And they have effects on your mental health, your physical health, your social health, your social well-being, and your spiritual well-being. Trauma has no boundaries. It affects anyone, no matter who you are. Any kind of trauma can happen to anyone. So what we're talking about here is the effects of abuse,
trauma, particularly emotional.
Those who experience a traumatic event, which is one that I've already mentioned, without facing negative effects, others at this time experience traumatic stress reactions. We have 1 minute left. So here's what I want to say. Hopefully by next Tuesday, I should have some answers as to what happened several times in the broadcast where I wasn't able to call in or I couldn't get online. I was doing information about being on YouTube, Facebook, podcast, and Snapchat. So thank you very much for tuning in. 1-800-799-7233
is that number for domestic violence.
You may chat online, thehotline.org. Thank you very much. Hopefully I said something that was encouraging to you. And make sure and touch the
follow this outline.
Standing in. And have a great day.